Hi everyone, welcome to Positron Quantum of Positive Vibes. I'm your host, Vithi. All of us are familiar with one word, which is not only universally welcomed, but has been a crucial part of everyone's growing up. The word has been commonly shared in the biographies of great people, the word that has been witnessed in action sometimes in the sports stadium and most of the time at the nation's border. Courage. What is courage? Is it merely the absence of fear or doing heroic things which are beyond human imagination or potential? If being fearless is courage, then toddlers are really courageous as they keep rushing like a jet plane and an explorer from one place to another without even realizing the power points they are trying to poke with their tiny soft fingers can give them a high voltage shock, or the refrigerator they want to open and sit inside can really freeze them. Our courage is something that can neither be defined nor be expressed in words, but can only be felt or experienced in the moments when we feel the most vulnerable. Or does it occur unexpectedly, right at the moment that was supposed to go perfectly? As I recently read an anecdote in the book Wabi Sabi, The Wisdom in Imperfection by Nobuo Suzuki, about how one of the most reputed Israeli-American violinists, Itzhak Perlman, put up an extraordinary performance on the spot when he had all the reasons to panic. At the Lincoln Center in New York, fully packed with a pin drop silence when every gaze had been set on one man, who, due to severe after effects of polio, had limited mobility, walked with crutches and played the violin while seated. The moment the orchestra signaled to begin, a loud noise of the violin string snapped, heard by everyone. When everyone was sure the wait was going to be extended unless and until the violin was replaced, to everyone's surprise, the composed violinist chose to go further with the unbroken string and gave an outstanding performance, leaving the whole gathering mesmerized, giving thunderous applause to the magic that had made the performance sacred and memorable for all. After wiping sweat from his face, the gracious violinist raised his bow to show his willingness to say something. And what the gentleman said was remarkable. You know what? There are times when the artist's task is to know how much they can manage to do with what they have left. Is it necessary? When everything is hunky-dory or when the glass is full only, then life will be played or lived well. Possibly if we don't give up, then the unbroken string or the times when we feel most vulnerable become a performance of our lifetime. Thank you so much for listening to Positron Quantum of Positive Vibes. Keep listening. Cheers and Namaste.